and welcome to another episode of the Positude Podcast. I'm your host, Maggie Hart. We are here another week, and it is like 53 degrees outside. The weather is cooling off here at night. Summer is definitely coming to an end. But we have some sunny weather predicted for next week, so hopefully I'll be able to get my base tan before the summer's over with. Usually by now, I'm a whole lot darker, but because of the season's events, and also because of what I was guided in prayer and vision, I've been limiting my outside time. I've let you in on my little secret before. Amish Origins, the deep penetrating pain relief ointment. It's a menthol based kind of Vicks, but all natural Vicks type product. And when I put a little bit of that into my nose and cover my eyes and my ears and keep my mouth closed when I'm outside, I feel a lot better. But even with that, just sitting outside on my back deck in the warm summer evenings by myself at nighttime with my puppies, I still find myself getting way more congested than normal, and absolutely in the daytime. When around here there isn't as much of a breeze in the daytime, it seems worse. Nighttime, there tends to be more of a breeze here for whatever reason this season. But I'm sure those of you that have been listening to me for over 10 years now know that I don't normally sound this congested and phlegmy. It's just a symptom of the environment, and that's with me doing my regular precautionary things that I do. So everybody that I've talked to seems to be having these same issues. They're blaming it on the wildfires. That is a portion of what's going on. The majority of it is definitely from the chemtrails. We know it. So covering my ears. Hey, what's that mean? Well, easy. If you have any earplugs from shooting or noise reduction earplugs, the foam ones that you can put in, I typically will use like I have the wired headphones that I use, the little wired earbuds that I put in because they're safer. We know that to use anyway, but just listen to music or a show while I'm doing my work outside or hanging out outside definitely helps, because everybody that I've talked to has also had this in our area, the waxy ears and feeling like there's something in the ears or water in the ears. When I don't do that, I definitely notice the difference with that as well. I feel like I want to be cleaning my ears 2 and 3 times a day, or there's fluid in there, or just almost sounds like I'm hearing underwater sometimes. And also I've been staying out of the rain because I absolutely feel worse when it rains. Of course, I do anyway, because when the barometric pressure changes happen, it messes up my body when it'll give me headaches sometimes. But I've been guided to stay indoors more. And because of my mobility issues with my leg and my back for a lot of the season, it hasn't been a hard choice to make. I've got purifiers on inside the house, as I recommended to each of you to do several years ago, last year, and again, several months ago. I hope you've taken me up on that advice and you have air purifications of some type in your home. Even if it's just houseplants, it's better than nothing. I notice when I drive, and you can hear it right now in my voice, but when I drive, it's a lot worse because the air is coming right through the air conditioning system into the vehicle. There's no filtration system in my car. So that's when I really suffer the most, is when I'm driving in my vehicle. And that's when I try to make sure that I remember to put that all natural stuff in my nose. And I'll put my headphones on when I'm driving, just even if I keep just one in so I can hear a siren or something coming. It's better than nothing. And I don't drive with my windows all the way down like I used to either, as much as I used to. I rely on keeping the windows just cracked open and having it come in through the air conditioning system. That's actually helped. So grab your coffee, grab your beverage, pull up your chair, grab your comfy blanket. Hopefully you're dressed comfortably tonight, especially because we're going to hang out and chill and relax and talk for a while, but I'm going to make you get up and do some exercise this evening. Ha! So I've already had my tiramisu filled wafers. So when we do this thing, I'm not getting crumbs all over the floor. My coffee and my water are full. Hopefully you've got a refreshing beverage. You're going to need it later. Ha ha! Because we spent some time talking about breathing and meditation and keeping positive and keeping the flow of energy going, I used to do this pretty regularly on my shows. I used to do a meditation segment every other week, I think it was. You're going back a long time ago, but I think it was every other week. I want to revisit some of the exercises that I'd given you years ago so that you'll have them in your toolbox. They only take a few minutes. It's nothing really strenuous, so don't be so lazy and go, oh no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to sit through that part. Get up, do yourself a service, and do these very simple exercises pictures with me, please, because you're in my living room. So I have you captive. So I'm going to be watching to see if you do these things, seriously, folks, are going to help you immensely, both for energy, for relaxation, also to get rid of stress and to clear some stuck energy. So not just to boost your energy, but to clear some blockages that you may have. We've been talking about how some of the age-old practices that have been the most effective, these new age gurus are taking and charging $2,500 or whatever a class for, are, you know, basically regurgitated and dribs and drabs of different holistic practices put together that they've wrapped up in their own little class, and they're charging you guys a fortune for, and you don't need to do that. So we're going to do together some of this stuff that you can use for yourself, because this is not only going to help your body with the physical stressors that you may have, but also as a result of the environmental stressors that are something that are given to us without choice, it will help to clear some of that as well via the breathing and the like visualization techniques that we're going to get into tonight. Not too heavily, it's nothing too big. You don't need a notebook. You might want to write this down, or this show is recorded, so you could just go ahead and play back the parts that you need as you need them. Maybe save it on your playlist or something. While we're on that subject, you will only now hear me through ERRT Radio, which is Tuesday nights at 10, and through Trim Radio Network, Fridays Eastern Standard at 8, and also through their platforms that they offer. So TuneIn, Podbean, there are so many platforms. I know YouTube, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Rumble. So you'll catch me on there. I am no longer with the Vera Radio Network. After many years, I've decided to end my relationship with that station. So hopefully all of the listeners that followed me there on that Rumble channel will now follow me on the Trim Network Rumble channel. You can also find me, I'm on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeart Podcasts, YouTube, and some other platforms I can't remember. But at any rate, I am on Rumble under the Trim Radio Network, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, because you'll find that the episodes are much more recent, and I think they'll be uploaded with much more frequency. And also every week I get uploaded on the Trim Radio Network on their YouTube station. So if you're an avid diehard listener, you're going to hear me every single week on that YouTube channel. So I wish Michael Vera and his network all of the best, and want to extend a heartfelt thanks to the crazy Cajun over there who uploaded my shows and fine-tuned them over there for the past couple of years before he put them up on the server. But most especially, thank you to all of you listeners, because I know when you couldn't find me over there, you searched to find me elsewhere, and I really appreciate you for your loyalty and your support all of these years, wherever you've listened to me. All right.
Your body starts to get feeling, and what you're feeling is happiness. Let your body go as you listen. Let it flow through your system. It'll take control of your mind and make you move your behind.
Hopefully you're all vibing on the sofa or in your chair. And the techniques that I'm about to share with you, I've shared with you before over the years. My longtime listeners will recognize some of these, but these come from a book called Energize Your Life, The Complete Energy Formula. And this book was put out back in 2000. The techniques that I've used are the same ones that I've used for years. I'm just happening to refer to this book to prove a point that these techniques really haven't changed much over the years. And even though I started doing them in the 80s and some people started doing them in the 60s and 70s, this book is now 25 years old, and these are the same techniques that I and many like myself used way before this book was published, and subsequently way after, 25 years after this book was published. These are the same types of things things that the new age gurus are selling as part of their packages now for like $2,500. And after we do this series of exercises, I'm going to play a couple of clips for you from a free class that I stalked in on from someone who claims to heal people energetically. In the course of the two clips, she constantly contradicts herself. In one part, she says she does something, then she says she doesn't, then she says she did something to help these people, basically for opening up their channels and removing blockages. But it's going to give you an example of how, if you have discernment, you can listen to the conversations and you can pick out where this person is a total sham and some of the people are buying into it and one of the girls is not, and she's questioning it and she's kind of going along with what the woman says, I think more out of politeness than anything else, because she doesn't want to insult her in front of the rest of the class. But what I noted was after the break, that girl was absent. She didn't come back because she knew that this was a scam. And then there's a brief clip of another part of a commercial that was on Instagram or something too. Same type premise. So let's go. Are you ready to just a little bit? All right. So the book says when we are affected by stress, shock, toxins, or emotional problems, the meridians become blocked, and this can cause imbalance in and impede the body's energy flow, in turn causing disease. So the book says that we have 12 meridians, and each of our 12 meridians has two channels, one on each side of the body. The meridians form six pairs. One of each pair is a yin meridian, drawing up energy from the earth. This energy flows up the insides of the legs, up the body, and along the insides of the arms to the fingertips. The six yang meridians draw qi, or energy, down from the sky, and the energy flows from the fingertips to the shoulders, head, and body, and down the outside of the legs. Now, that's what this book says. It goes by qi, and it's using the yin and the yang. If you go to like a Google AI search, I asked it, just to make you feel better, is there scientific evidence to prove that we have energetic meridians in the body? Which, of course, I knew. But just to give you a little more insight for those of you who think this is a little bit too woo-woo, although if you're listening to my show, probably not, but just in case, the AI says the existence of energetic meridians in the body has been scientifically validated through various studies and research. These meridians, also known as the primovascular system, or PVS, are channels through which vital energy, or qi, flows throughout the body. They are present in traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic, and other healing traditions. Recent research from Seoul National University has confirmed the presence of those meridians in adipose tissue, thoracic ducts, brain ventricles, blood vessels, lymph vessels, and even cancerous tumors. Techniques such as BHS-specific dye, TriPan Blue, and various imaging methods have been employed to confirm their existence. These findings suggest that meridians are not just a concept from ancient medicine, but are also a physical reality that plays a crucial role in the body's energy flow and overall health. Now, back to the book. The book says the meridians are all connected. The qi flows along them in a particular direction and around the body in a continuous cycle. The yin meridians are those of the lung, spleen, pancreas, heart, kidney, circulation, sex, and liver. The corresponding yang meridians are those of the large intestine, stomach, small intestine, urinary bladder, triple heater, and gallbladder. But as we know, we're all energy, and we know that we have energy that flows inside of us, irregardless of what terminology we give it. So, cannolis, it's time to stand up, shake off your crumbs, put down your coffee or beverage, and stand in a position kind of straight up and down with your feet a little bit far apart. This next technique is also something that they brought back. It's got to do with tapping and stroking and the brushing technique that you're hearing so much about. But what you want to do is stand up, your feet a little bit apart, tap all over your head with your fingertips, then stroke your hair. Brush down the inside of each arm from armpit to fingertips. Then brush up the outsides to the shoulders. Tap your upper chest. Run your fingertips down your breastbone. Pat your hips and smooth down the outsides of your legs. Pass your hands over your feet, continue up the inside of your legs, and repeat that 10 times. So let me go over that one more time. Tap all over your head with your fingertips, then stroke your hair. Brush down the inside of each arm from armpit to your fingertips. Brush up the outsides to the shoulders. Tap your upper chest. Run your fingertips down your breastbone. Pat your hips and smooth down the outsides of your legs. Pass your hands over your feet and continue up the inside of your legs. Do this 10 times. The techniques now are more geared toward using a tool. They'll tell you like a soft bristled body scrub brush like that you would use in a shower, or a soft bristle hairbrush to use that to do the stroking or the sweeping. Shamans and Indians usually use their hands or a feather. So whatever you feel most comfortable with, but it will help you. The next one in the book is your basic Qigong posture. And you're going to stand feet parallel, shoulders width apart, stretch your feet, and splay out your toes. Your knees should be slightly bent and gently eased outward by your thighs. Gently draw up your abdominal muscles and allow your buttocks to sink toward the floor. From the waist down, your body should feel grounded. Lower your shoulders, drop your chin slightly to relax your neck, keeping your head erect as if it's being held from above. Let your arms hang down loosely as if they were floating slightly outward. You should feel completely balanced and relaxed. If you feel any strain, try to ease it away as you breathe out. Imagine that you're a tree. Visualize the roots growing down from your feet deep into the earth. You are tapping into the earth's goodness, which you draw up through your roots to nourish you. With each breath, you take in pure positive energy to stimulate the flow of qi around your body, and as you exhale, you expel all of the negative energy, the toxins, and anxieties into the earth, where they are absorbed and purified. You feel as if all your cares have melted away. Let your mind rest and feel at peace. This is a simple grounding practice. We are all connected to each other, and we are all connected to the earth as part of Father's creations, or whatever it is that you believe, we're all connected. So this is just simply a way to ground you to the earth and to make you feel connected with the earth's energy. You may want to stop here and mentally do a prayer asking for God to protect you, to be with you, to help you to clear and energize your body and become one with all of His creation. Whatever feels comfortable for you, but I would do this one several times until you get the hang of it. See, the puppies are doing it too. Huh. But you're breathing in the positive or the earth energy, and you're getting rid of the negative. You're expelling the negative from your body. For the next one, you're going to take that same position you took just a few minutes ago. Stand with your feet parallel, shoulders width apart. Stretch your feet and splay out your toes. Your knees should be slightly bent and gently eased outward by your thighs. But this time, you're going to bring your elbows up and your fingers in to the breastbone. Reach out your arms, keep your shoulders relaxed, and imagine wrapping your arms around a huge ball of energy. You're going to sweep your arms forward, squeezing that ball. Bring your fingers back into your breastbone and drop your head forward. You're going to do that one 15 times. So bring your elbows up, fingers into the breastbone, reach out your arms, keep your shoulders relaxed, and imagine wrapping your arms around a huge ball of energy. Sweep your arms forward, squeezing that ball, bring your fingers back to your breastbone, and drop your head forward for 15 times. Next one is really cool for strengthening your energy flow. You're going to stand feet shoulders width apart, knees slightly bent, elbows out. Bring your hands palms inward to your chest. Stretch your arms out to the side. Bring them up high above your head. Cradle your skull in your hands. So basically, your hands behind your head with your elbows out, like you were laying down on your bed with your hands out behind you. Follow the contours of your body, but without your palms actually touching your skin. Sweep over your shoulders and down your chest to your lower ribs. Sweep round to your back so that one hand is over each kidney. Then run your palms over your hips and down the outsides of your legs. Sweep round the front of your feet and up your inner calves and thighs, returning to the lower abdomen. You're going to do that 20 times. So stand with your feet shoulders width apart, knees slightly bent, elbows out. Bring your hands palm inward to your chest. Stretch your arms out to the side. Bring them up high over above your head and stretch them out like you're laying back on your pillow with your arms out. Cradle your skull in your hands, following the contours of your body, but without your palms actually touching your skin. Sweep over your shoulders and down your chest to your lower ribs. Sweep round to your back so that one hand is over each kidney. Run your palms over your hips and down the outsides of your legs. Sweep round the front of your feet and up your inner calves and thighs, returning to the lower abdomen for 20 times. The next one is visualization for visualizing your energy. Stand with both your feet planted firmly on the ground. Cross your right leg over your left and your right arm over your left arm. Now link your fingers together. Keeping your fingers locked, twist your hands under and up, and at the same time, press your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Breathe deeply and visualize energy flowing around your body for 1 minute. Keeping your tongue pressed into the roof of your mouth, uncross your arms and legs. Stand with your feet apart, bend your arms up and touch your fingertips, then breathe deeply for 1 minute. Repeat the whole sequence, this time crossing your left leg over your right leg and your left arm over your right arm. Now for time, I'm just going over this, so you're going to practice obviously the minute on your own, but let me go over that one more time. Standing with both feet planted firmly on the ground, cross your right leg over your left leg and your right arm over your left arm. Link your fingers together, keeping your fingers locked, twist your hands under and up, and at the same time press your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Breathe deeply and visualize energy flowing around your body for 1 minute. Keeping your tongue pressed into the roof of your mouth, uncross your arms and legs. Stand with your feet apart, bend your arms up, and touch your fingertips. Then breathe deeply for 1 minute. Repeat the whole sequence, this time crossing your left leg over your right leg and your left arm over your right arm. These next ones are ways to relieve stress and to get rid of the fight or flight syndrome that builds up in us because of stress. The first one, simple, the eyebrow squeeze. Move your thumbs along the bone behind your eyebrows to find a groove near to your nose. Press into this with the inside corner of your thumb. Squeeze your eyebrows between your thumbs and index fingers, moving from the nose outward. So move your thumbs along the bone behind your eyebrows to find that groove near to your nose. Press into it with the inside corner of your thumb. Squeeze your eyebrows between your thumbs and index fingers, moving from the nose outward. That one actually helps too if you're starting to get a headache, believe it or not, or if your sinuses are feeling clogged, it will relieve that a little bit or should. Next one actually helps to release blocked energy from the solar plexus. So this, if it builds up, can, according to the book, affect your judgment and cause indigestion, which a lot of people that I'm talking to are suffering with lately. So I thought this would be helpful. It's called the wood chopper. So you're going to stand with your feet shoulders width apart, knees bent, clasp your hands together and lift your arms above your head, raising your chest and taking a deep breath. Swing your arms down while exhaling and shouting, "Ha!" as loudly as you can. Keep the swing going until you have reached your arms as far through your legs as possible. Swing your arms up again until they are high above your head. Repeat as many times as you feel are necessary to release any excess energy in your system. So stand feet shoulders width apart, knees bent, clasp your hands together, and lift your arms above your head, raising your chest and taking a deep breath. Swing your arms down while exhaling and shouting, ha, as loudly as you can. Keep the swing going until you have reached your arms as far through your legs as possible. Swing your arms up again until they are high above your head. Repeat as many times as you feel are necessary to release any excess energy in your system. All right, we got two more, and these are easy. These are relaxation ones, ones to get ready for sleep. The relaxation posture is very easy. It's a resting posture. You're just going to basically lay down on your back, preferably on something soft, a blanket or a mat, and you're going to visualize an imaginary line running from the top of your head to between your feet. Your body should be lying equally on either side of this line. Your hands should be about 6 inches away from your body with your palms facing upward. Your feet should be 12 to 16 inches apart. Lift your pelvis and lightly reposition it to let the spine lengthen. Allow each vertebra to relax and sink into the floor. Check that your head is straight and not to one side. Now relax completely, knowing that your body and being are supported. Concentrate on the tip of your nose and focus on the breath as it enters and leaves the nostrils. Follow the breath up your nose, then down into your throat and lungs. Imagine that you are floating above yourself, observing your body lying on the floor. Breathe into any points of tension, allowing them to dissolve. Finally, bring your awareness back to the tip of your nose. Think to yourself, I know I am breathing in. I know I am breathing out. So lie down on your back and visualize an imaginary line running from the top of your head to between your feet. Your body should be lying equally on either side of the line. Your hands should be about 6 inches away from your body with your palms facing up, your feet 12 to 16 inches apart. Lift your pelvis and lightly reposition it to let the spine lengthen and allow each vertebra to relax and sink into the floor. Check that your head is straight and not to one side and relax completely, knowing that your body and being are supported. Concentrate on the tip of your nose and focus on the breath as it enters and leaves the nostrils. Follow the breath up your nose, then down into your throat and lungs. Imagine that you're floating above yourself, observing your body lying on the floor. Breathe into any points of tension, allowing them to dissolve. Finally, bring your awareness back to the tip of your nose and think to yourself, I know I'm breathing in, I know I'm breathing out. Now, some of you do not have to and may not feel comfortable do the imagining part, that you're floating above yourself, observing your body lying on the floor, because that may be to some considered an out of body. But I know myself personally, I've done the exercises where when I've removed myself from a situation, especially when it's a highly charged emotional one, I'll picture myself from the top corner of the room looking down on the situation and examining it as a non-interested observer, as a casual observer, to try and get more of a clarity on the situation and assess my emotional state at the time. But if you're not comfortable with that part, just skip it. It's cool. It'll still work. Your body will still relax. And the last one for tonight is some simple breathing. Sit in a comfortable cross-legged position. Press your palms on the floor. Extend your spine upward, opening your chest. Place your palms on your knees, then place one hand on your abdomen at the level of the navel and breathe in slowly and deeply, allowing the abdomen to balloon outward. Breathe out slowly, using the abdominal muscles to contract the abdomen and expel all of your remaining air. Repeat that twice. Now move both hands to the bottom of the rib cage so that the middle fingertips lie touching one another along the line of the lowest rib. Breathe in, expanding the rib cage as far as possible to the front, back, and sides. Notice how the fingers separate. Check this again after a few months. You might find out your lung capacity has increased. Repeat this one twice. Then cross your arms and place your fingertips just below your collarbones. Breathe into the area at the top of the lungs, letting the breath come up as high as possible without straining. Let any tension drop away from your jaw or neck. And do that one twice. Now try to put all three of them together. Breathe slowly and smoothly into the abdomen, rib cage, and the top of the chest in one continuous inhalation. Then release the breath from the body. repeat that one up to 5 times. Don't do it too much because you may get dizzy. And if you find after 1 or 2 times you're dizzy, just stop. You'll work your way up to the 5 breaths. So sit in a comfortable cross-legged position. Press your palms on the floor. Extend your spine upward. Open your chest. Place your palms on your knees. Then place one hand on your abdomen at the level of the navel and breathe in slowly and deeply, allowing the abdomen to balloon outward. Breathe out slowly, using the abdominal muscles to contract the abdomen and expel all the remaining air. Repeat twice. Now move both hands to the bottom of the rib cage so that the middle fingertips lie touching one another along the line of the lowest rib. Breathe in, expanding the rib cage as far as possible to the front, back, and sides. Notice how far the fingers separate. Check that again after a couple of months. You may find your lung capacity has increased. Repeat that one twice. Then cross your arms and place your fingertips just below your collarbones. Breathe into the area at the top of the lungs, letting the breath come up as high as possible without straining. Let any tension drop away from your jaw or neck. Repeat that one twice. And then try to put the three together. Breathe slowly and smoothly into the abdomen, rib cage, and the top of the chest in one continuous inhalation. Then release the breath from the body. Repeat up to 5 times. We did it, folks. You got through your workout with me. If you have this on record on YouTube, play it over and over again. Do this one especially with the chemtrails and people being short of breath. You will feel as though you're struggling with this one, I bet you, to begin with. But the more that you do it, it should get better. You should be able to increase your lung capacity. And this one I felt was very important because of what we're dealing with right now with the chemtrails and so many people struggling to get full breaths. It's really important that we keep our lungs strong, or as strong as we can during these times. I don't want to spend the whole time doing exercises this week, so I've got 3 more I'm going to save for next week for evening practices that you're really going to love, and they're very simple and easy. The one is actually like an emergency energy first aid. You're going to love it. It's so simple and so easy, and these techniques really work. Okay, let's get into these clips from this phony healer. The first one's about 2.5 minutes. The second one's probably 5. Listen carefully to what she says and the comments of the people in her class and see if you can pick out the discrepancies.
But what was those strange noises? Was that you?
I think there was a parrot or something. Do you mean that?
Oh, yeah.
Has someone got a parrot? It was not me. I muted myself.
I thought you were sniffing cork, actually, because it sounded just like that. It sounded like somebody was sniffing something. Like cork. Sorry.
My microphone was off. Who's been doing coke? Which is why they're useful for you. But do you feel better? Do you feel more calm now?
Oh, yes.
Awesome. Okay. Who else wants to share? I think Donna wanted to say something. She put her microphone on. Go on, Donna.
No, I had just unmuted, so.
Anyone else want to share about that? Do you have any difference between all the different energies, how they were feeling, how they're feeling now?
I actually have a question.
Yeah?
So, sorry for my bad English, because I'm from Sweden, but I think you can understand me.
Very good. She's perfect.
Okay, good. Did you send some energy or something, or did you do anything now, or was it just like, we usually do this? Did you do anything now?
No.
No. Okay.
I mean, yes and no. I awoke your ability to be able to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's just by me talking. I don't actually need to give you a transmission per se. I just tell you to do things and then they work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So can I just say something? So what you're saying is when this is finished, we can sit in the chair and tell ourselves to do it.
Yeah.
Mm. Divine.
You did that. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
What my job is not to be doing healings on you in this course. That's when you do one-to-one sessions or sessions with me or whatever. This is a job for awakening your system so you can do things yourself. This is making yourself sufficient. So you did that yourselves. I could definitely just go and pull you all and ground you all, but what would be the point? This is for you to learn how to do things so that you can then go and do them by yourselves, you know, for yourselves later. And we're going to get to this in a second. So if you run these energies even for a few minutes a day, when you wake up in the shower, commuting to work, or even whilst you were walking or watching TV, you will notice how much calmer and softer you become. They're also useful at the beginning of a healing session for either or both of you.
So, at the beginning, they were complaining about the noise when they were doing their meditation, and the one girl accused her of doing blow. Here's the second clip.
The energy, theta, how do you pronounce it?
Yes, theta.
Theta. And what's your trick then to get there that you could give me right now? Because I usually do it quite often too, but do you have a certain...
Just the technique I've just shown you. You should have got in that 3 minutes much deeper than you normally do, or access to a very deep place of meditation straight away. Hmm. Did you get that?
As I usually do, but what was the technique more specifically like for going into theta?
It just drops you into it quicker than it would normally take. Theta takes, it takes quite a lot. I mean, it depends how good you are at meditating, to be honest. Mm. But if you're new to meditating, or you're not an expert at meditating, it takes people quite a long time to be able to get so deep as theta. You
but
can't just click
technique?
Into it in seconds.
What was your technique to do it? Because you said...
I've awoken your ability to be able to do it. You've always been able to do it, but you had blockages preventing you from doing it as quickly and as easily as this. So now all you need to do is intend to run the energy, and then it works instantaneously.
So what we're really doing right now are clearing blockages. And did you do something, or you just...
Yes, I cleared all the blockages preventing you from doing it.
Okay.
So what I do... Okay, let me explain this again. Maybe I wasn't very clear. What I do when I teach is I'm just by sitting in my presence and by signing up to the course or watching the videos that people watching this later at home, just by me saying run these energies, and it's been going on for weeks, these abilities have already come into you. Many of them already come into you. So I don't need to necessarily sit there and do a transmission and remove things, because the very nature of me talking to you is removing the blockages. So you could probably do some of the things from this afternoon, but then we have to just go through and explain what everything is. And these are your innate abilities. Everybody has these abilities, but you have no idea you've got them because you've got blockages and sabotage and all sorts of nonsense stopping you from being able to do these things. So what I'm doing is removing the blockages. Enlightenment is a losing game. You lose all the stuff that stops you from being enlightened. So I'm removing stuff from you, because this is it's normal for you to be able to drop into theta or anything else immediately. What you have and what everybody else has is blockages preventing that from being a normal thing. So that's what I'm doing, is removing blockages. And then I say, go do this exercise and you should be able to get good results instantaneously. Does that make more sense now?
So it's your energy, like being in contact with you, doing that job. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, it's multifaceted. So there's signing up to the course means that the energies start to come into you. There's reading the notes, having the notes, me sort of accepting that you've signed up to the course, me doing things in class. It's multiple things simultaneous, which I don't even quite understand. But that's how it always works. But when I first started teaching, I used to have to sit there and do a transmission for each of the energies, and then I realized I don't have to anymore. So
really,
it's from my words.
The really intention on both parties.
That's where I'm getting
to clear the energy.
All right. Anyone else have anything they want to say about those energies? Awesome. All righty. Cool. All right, let's move on. So, well done, everybody. Look at you doing magic. Woo! Straight away, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And well done for having the faith and just doing it, because that's what you have to do. I just say, go do this, and you go do that, and it works perfectly. So, it's weird for your brains. That's, as I said, it's the hardest thing, is the simplicity. Like, what are you actually doing? That will twist your melons. That's going to confuse your brain. I haven't actually done anything. How is this working? Why is this different from me just thinking theta previously? That is what does your head in. It's very confusing, but it works. And that's, you just have to get your brain out of the normal having to try hard to achieve something. And you'll notice this specifically when we do the big eraser stuff this afternoon, or even the hook stuff we're about to get into. You know, when you work on a partner and suddenly something's gone, then it's, you know, you think, well, I haven't bloody done anything. And then they say, well, my grief from my father's passing isn't there anymore. And you go, how is it not there anymore? And that's the whole brain, brain mess up. It's very, very confusing, because you're thinking, well, I haven't really done anything. Well, you've set the intention, you have magic, and then it works. So it is really strange for people's brains to understand, and yet it works consistently. So there we go. It always works.
So intention is magic.
Yeah. 100%. But you have to have the magic awoken with.
Shut up and take my money.
So I sat in on this, like I said. It was probably maybe an hour and a half while I listened to this. And the clip that I tried to capture, but somehow I deleted it. And because I left the class, I couldn't go back in and find it, where she was talking about how the energy worked. There was one clip where she actually said, they pay the money. Once they pay the money, that was part of making the energy flow. And the breathing exercises that she did with these ladies was simply a basic breathing exercise. She didn't even explain the parameters of how to do the breath work. She just told them to sit, quiet their minds, and breathe for a minute or two and think about clearing their blockages. That was it. There was no training involved. So I figure for what I taught you in the first half hour, that should be worth at least $300 to $400, if not more, if she's charging $2,500. So why don't you guys take all that money, donate it to my networks, and make my producers and my owners happy by supporting the network if you feel inclined to give a donation for the training that you received in my first half hour. But I'm personally not going to take anything from you. I appreciate your listening and wanting to learn more about these scenarios, because so many people are getting taken advantage of with these classes. And you notice that she flip-flops back and forth. She tries to be comedic with her approach and tries to explain these stories about how people don't understand how the blockages are clear, but they're clear just because she simply says that it's going to happen and wills for it to happen. She used to do transmissions, now she doesn't have to. And she is correct when she says that we all have these natural abilities. We do have these natural abilities, but the way that she goes about helping these people to discover their abilities and to utilize them is so erroneous and such a scam that it's almost laughable. And the fact that she tries to say that it's magical is even more ludicrous. These exercises, if done correctly, are nothing more than to clear blocked trauma and energy in the body. Okay, the next clip is very short. It's an ad where the woman is doing classes to increase people's profits, and she's talking to her client, and she's talking about how originally she was charging like $65 a session, and now she's up to $4,000.
My last client was $4,000.
How do you find that? Okay. When you look back at your 65 or whatever it was, like, what are your thoughts?
The scary thing is, people are paying this kind of money for these services. My pop had an old saying, that person has more money than brains. But people are so desperate for help that they will pay, it seems, any amount of money for, unfortunately, very little result. It's extremely unfortunate because it gives the rest of us a bad name.
My pappy used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is broke, get a hold of Maggie Hart at MAGGIE_HEART at outlook.com to get it fixed.
Speedy?
Yes?
Guess what? I'm still hungry.
Try to think about something else.
Let's think about space. First, Noctis X Dracule shares a clip about Bart Sibrel talking about his interview with Buzz Aldrin. And then after that, True Earth 9/11 shares a very bizarre video about Alcatraz escapees and Buzz Aldrin. You can't see the photos that he shares in this video, but they are eerily similar.
Administrator at NASA. We're passengers. We're guys going on a flight.
This is when I had a sit-down interview with him, and I showed him the footage which he helped photograph. The fake footage of being halfway to the moon. He says, how did you get this? I'm going to become a famous person for having discovered this. What an ego I must have. So how can I become famous if I'm wrong? And then he says that he was just a passenger, that him and Neil Armstrong were only passengers. I need to talk to the administrator of NASA. Well, I thought they were pilots piloting the vehicle. All he did was orbit for 8 days. That's why he was a passenger. So he basically admitted twice that I was correct. And when he realized that, he threatened to sue me if I showed those remarks to anybody.
If you show this publicly, you're open for a lawsuit.
Okay? I don't think most of you are ready for this one, but if you are, then check this out. Okay, in June of 1962, three men vanished from one of the most highest security prisons in America, Alcatraz Jail. Frank Morris, John Anglin, and Clarence Anglin, two brothers, escaped from the most secure prison on Earth. Apparently, they used paper mache masks and a raft that was made out of raincoats. The FBI and the authorities searched for years and found nothing, and in 1979, the case was closed. Official word was that they drowned, but unofficially, no one actually knew where they went. Now, 7 years later, the world watches in awe as three new American heroes step onto the world stage. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins. The Apollo 11 astronauts, you know, supposedly the first men to ever walk on the moon. But take a closer look. Compare their faces, compare the structure, the eyes, the brows, the jawlines. Do you really think this is a coincidence? Well, what if we emerge their faces together? Watch closely.
Do you want to stay late tonight? I said, turn around.
Okay, let's get out of here. Come on, Silver.
Skip.
Harry, I'm freaking.
Skip.
Giddy up. So long, suckers.
Had to throw some Nessa Barnett in there. Speaking of space cadets, Free Human Code shares a video about Katy Perry.
By Blockbuster, Jeff Bezos, billionaire founder of Amazon and space tourism frontman, has filed a jaw-dropping $50 million lawsuit against pop superstar Katy Perry. The reason? According to Bezos, Perry allegedly blew the lid off what was meant to be a tightly choreographed, PR-perfect space tourism stunt by opening the capsule from the inside, exposing the entire operation, and turning what was supposed to be a historic moment into an embarrassing media circus. The legal documents filed are nothing short of explosive. Bezos, through his legal team, claims that Perry violated direct instructions and internal protocol, effectively sabotaging the space capsule's grand reveal. In what Bezos describes as a devastating mistake, Perry opened the capsule hatch from the inside before Bezos could make his choreographed external appearance, exposing what he claims was a simulation environment.
Katy Perry was quoted as saying, "We're putting the ass in astronauts." Okay, all right.
I gotta cover the Three-Eye Atlas thing. This next one is from Joe Rogan, courtesy of Massimo Landivolno. And the one after that from Nunchakus Dragon.
Do you hear about an object that's hurtling towards Earth at like 130,000 miles an hour?
Yeah, that might solve all our problems.
Some intergalactic object that's hurt. This is this guy, Avi Loeb. He's a professor at Harvard that believes it might be an alien probe.
Wow.
And he was talking about the odds of this thing being in the trajectory that it is, entering into our solar system in a direct path with Earth. The odds are extremely low. And at the place where it's doing it, it's when the Earth is the opposite side of the sun, so it's coming from behind the sun. So it makes it difficult to detect, and that this object is in a direct line to come to Earth in 2027.
Three-Eye Atlas was strange in my mind the minute I heard about it, because it was discovered at a distance of 4.5 times the Earth-Sun separation, and yet it was discovered with a telescope that is only half a meter in diameter. You know, that's the kind of telescope that some amateur astronomers use. And the reason is because it was relatively bright. If it was a solid object, then it should have been 20 kilometers in diameter, you know, bigger than Manhattan Island, twice as large as the rock that the dinosaurs,
right,
66 million years ago. So it's a giant object. There is a problem with a giant object. There is just not enough material in interstellar space to make such a giant rock and send it our way every few years. I mean, this one was discovered after a few years of surveying the sky. But then I also noticed with two colleagues, we wrote a paper saying that its trajectory is very unusual because the trajectory is in the plane of the orbit of the Earth around the Sun and within 5 degrees. And the chance of that happening at random is 0.2%. So it's aligned with the orbital plane of the inner planets. It will come very close to Jupiter, Mars, and Venus. The chance of that happening, even taking the orbit and just changing the arrival time, the chance of it being so close to these planets is 1 in 20,000. You know, it's really small. And also when it arrives closest to the Sun, and by the way, mark your calendar, that would be October 29th. 2025, when it gets closest to the Sun, the Earth would be on the opposite side of the Sun. We wouldn't be able to observe
it.
We won't see it. So the question is, was that by design? Because that is the point in the trajectory when it can actually break, thanks to the gravity of the Sun, and you know, come at us, so to speak. Also came from the direction of the center of the Milky Way galaxy that is very crowded with stars, and that makes it difficult to detect. And if you wanted to hide yourself, that would be the direction you come from. So I said, you know, let's monitor it. You know, if it doesn't come out from the other side of the Sun on October 29th, after October 29th, perhaps the stock market will crash.
Did you hear that yesterday, 3iAtlas sent a message to space, and it is throwing the scientific community into a tizzy, and you won't believe that what the message says. I'm going to tell you, but do you think we should respond back to it, or do you think it's dangerous? So, as you know, 3iAtlas is that interstellar object that is passing right by Earth in November, and the world's top scientists have been saying, hey, look, this doesn't seem like an asteroid. It doesn't look like a comet. It actually looks like it may be an alien craft, an alien vehicle from a different galaxy. Well, the satellite dishes in Chile yesterday received a message, and the head scientist there said it was like a Morse code-esque message. It was radio frequency, and we didn't know how to interpret it or crack the code, is what he said. So they ended up plugging it into ChatGPT and saying, hey, can you solve this? And it did, and it spit out what the message is saying, and it says, hello, friends. Don't be worried. Don't be scared. We watch Earth. We watch you. We return to elevate Earth. And then it went silent for a bit. And at the end, it said, hang tight, friends. Hang tight, friends. Twice in a row. And so my question is, are they friendly? Do we respond and say, hey, when are you coming back? Is there anything we should know? Or do we just stay radio silent? But this changes everything about humanity's future and what we know that we are not alone.
What's going on here?
You see, these aliens come from outer space.
Hang on.
They're little, so we challenge them to a basketball game.
The next one from The Truth Shall Set You Free features Jeremy Corbell, and Wernher von Braun did say the last card they would play was the alien card.
Lie is coming.
That's the important part.
All indications, like all of them, is that that lie is going to be that there is a craft slowly making its way to us here on Earth.
And he said this in January.
And that is the lie they're going to want you to believe. It's nuanced, how they explain that.
Project
the nature of that threat.
Blue Beam.
But that 100% is the lie you are going to be told.
You
even got a date. People been whispering a date for a long time now.
Yes, we have.
I know where that lie comes from. I know specifically what document from the 70s initiated the idea of that lie. A classified document. That is the lie you will be told.
Blue Beam.
You're going to be told that there's a craft on its way to Earth. That's the lie.
Get ready, folks. It's going to be an interesting new year.
Hope I'm wrong.
I hope.
Until now, our mission has been that of space law regulation, contact with Earth colonies, and investigation of alien life. But now, a new task. A probe out into where no man has gone before.
Thanks. There's a White Castle that's open 24 hours up in Cherry Hill. It's about 45 minutes from here.
Pretty crazy stuff, huh? Almost as crazy as Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg at the White House this week. And oh, by the way, The Simpsons have made a prediction that Facebook and Instagram will be permanently shut down on the 23rd of November, 2025. If I were you, I'd download all those pictures now. We haven't done question of the week in a while. So here's your question. If you could go to space, where would you go and why? It's Gen X time with Gen X Jono.
Goodbye, gentle parenting.
Gentle parenting is out.
The new parenting trend is FAFO.
F around and find out.
This parenting approach, the Wall Street Journal says, prioritizes direct consequences for a child's actions.
Yeah, hi. Gen X here. Jono. 1970 model. New parenting trend? FAFO. F around and find out. As a new parenting trend. No. No, 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 no. It's not new. Leave it to some small subsection of young millennials or older Gen Z to find this and figure it's like some vintage retro thing that they can bring back and claim as their own. But I gotta tell you, for the first time ever, I'm okay with it. Take it. It's yours. Use it. If it means that I will never again have to deal with one of those counting parents in the aisle at Home Depot, then I'm fine. You know the ones. William, I'm gonna count to 77 and a half to give you a moment to center yourself and to be all right with your feelings. Yeah, no. What William needs is to be dragged out of the store by his earlobes if necessary so I can get through. No, I'm not advocating for hitting children. To paraphrase Bobby Brown, it's your prerogative. You can do what you want to do. Whatever fits legally, morally, ethically, just so long as crying children all over the world are once again finally given something to cry about, I'm all right.
And here's another by 8 Tray Fitness.
Oh, God, another thing that was crazy about Generation X. I don't even know if you can talk about this anymore, but we did this thing. It is so weird. Okay. It was called critical thinking. And it's so crazy. This is like in the old days. You would listen to both sides of a story or a topic or an issue, and then you would make your own, this is crazy, you'd make your own opinion that would then guide you through life.
And fall's on the way, so here's one about your pumpkin spice latte from Ninjas Are Butterflies.
A lady in Congress apparently was suing Starbucks because they weren't listing the ingredients on their drinks.
Oh, gosh.
And the pumpkin spice latte had the active ingredient of ammonia in it.
Oh!
Why?
They use it for food coloring.
No
way. To make it orange. Yeah, so
there's gotta be a better way.
In Europe, they list the ingredients and they use, I believe, carrot or beets or something. It's like a natural food coloring. But the U.S. Starbucks was using an ingredient that included ammonia in the pumpkin spice lattes to make them orange.
It's from Yahoo.com. It says there's no pumpkin in it. However, the latte included 2 doses of caramel color level 4 with ammonia and contains the substance 4-methylamidazole.
What are we doing?
Why? I wonder why everyone's dying of cancer.
Because we're drinking ammonia.
The entry music, sometimes my halftime music, and the ending music are all provided by my good buddy Pat Carr, a wonderful original musician from Louisiana, now residing in Colorado. You can check him out at http://www.itunes.com/Pat Carr. Pat's at AllMusic, Apple Music, YouTube, SoundClick, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. He is all over the place. Please check him out, support his music, and tell him Maggie sent you. That's my show for tonight, folks. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.